Good morning. Welcome to Catalyst this morning. Glad you're here. As Lauren mentioned, we are continuing our series From Fear to Faith, Preparing to Step In. Preparing to Step In. And I'm going to start with a quiz, all right? And I'm going to show you different roads from around the world. And you could guess, tell your neighbor, where you think in the world this road is, okay? All right, so let's start with the first one. Tell your neighbor. What do you think? Tell your neighbor. Share with your neighbor. Okay, the name of this road is Stelvio Pass Road. So it's in Italy. Italy. Okay, number two. Know where that is? Forcello Lavadette Pass. That's also in Italy. It's also in Italy. Okay, here's another one. Col de Torini in France. France. Okay, here's another one. So, Anna, this one is in China. Big Gate Road in China. And then our last one. Yeah, you know that one, right? Lombard Street in San Francisco. How many of you have been? Have you been on this road? Driven down this road? Yeah, I've driven that road several times. They dub it the most crooked street in the world, right? Most crooked. You know, sometimes life feels like those roads. Doesn't it? Sometimes life feels like wandering, crooked, and going every which way, aimless, and it feels like it takes forever. Trying to get somewhere or wanting something, it feels like it takes a long time. It takes forever, it feels like you're taking the long way around. Bob's giving an amen. Okay, it feels like, as God is preparing us to step into, I believe, his calling for us to be a city on a hill, I want us to step forward in faith straight ahead. Not going wandering from side to side, not crooked. You know when Israel was at the edge of the Jordan River? If they had just gone straight, it would have just been like 100 yards into the promised land. It was right there, right across the river. They could see it. If they just took a straight line, following God in faith, in obedience, where they were supposed to go, it was just here, 100 yards. And they would have been in the promised land, stepping into God's calling for their life. But no. They were disobedient. They were fearful, right? They chose to turn their back on God. And instead of going 100 yards, they ended up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. I was trying to imagine. I wonder how far they walked in all that time, right? How far did they travel in 40 years when they could have just gone straight in faith and step in 100 yards? They could have just made it in one day, but they took him 40 years. Catalyst, God's calling us to step in. I will be dead if we have to wander for 40 years, literally. I don't want us to be wandering around when God is calling us and showing us the path. This is it. You guys need to step in to your calling. I want us to move forward in faith, and so that's why we're in this series, trying to prepare us, raise our faith, dispel our fears, help us to face our fears so we can move straight in to God's calling for us. And so today I wanted to focus on a passage out of our Bible reading, right? We have a Catalyst Bible reading plan. What book are we in now for the Catalyst Bible reading plan? Proverbs. Oh, there should be, everyone should be saying Proverbs, right? Because this is the whole Catalyst Bible. I encourage you to get in. We're in the book of Proverbs. What chapter are we in? Chapter 3. This past week, we've been in chapter 3. So I'm going to look at a very well-known passage that hopefully you read through your Bible reading plan this past week from Proverbs 3. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Very well-known passage. And so let me read it to you. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I'm going to read that again. So I'm going to say it again. It's such a short passage, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. That's what I want to see for us. That we would trust in the Lord, and he would make our paths straight. So let's look at each part, each line. The first one is trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, in order to move from fear to faith, it's important to have something or someone that you trust in. In order to move from fear to faith, you have to have something that you trust in, something that you can rely on, something that you believe is trustworthy. Now, if I were to ask you, how many of you trust the Lord? How many of you trust the Lord? How many of you trust the Lord? I think most of us here would say, yeah, I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. But there's a difference between trusting the Lord with our heads and trusting the Lord with our hearts. There's a difference between having confidence in the Lord in our everyday life and just kind of having this general trust in the Lord. You know, I think a lot of times when we say, do we trust the Lord, when we respond to that question, we say it's kind of a general trust. Yeah, I trust the Lord. And it's kind of like you trust the Lord like you trust that the sun is going to rise up every morning. It's kind of this general trust. But this kind of trust that it's talking about, it's trusting the Lord what? With what? All our hearts. It's not a general trust. It's personal. It's trusting the Lord with the specific circumstances, situations, issues in our lives. It's trusting the Lord with our life, trusting the Lord with our finances, trusting the Lord with our loved ones, trusting the Lord with our health, trusting the Lord with our career and our future, trusting the Lord in our relationships, trusting the Lord in every aspect of our life. That's personal. That's heart trust. You know, many years ago, there was this famous tightrope walker. His name is Blondin. And he wanted to do something I don't know if it had ever been done at that time. He wanted to be the first person to cross over the Niagara Falls on a tightrope. And so it was well advertised. There was tons of people, huge crowds that came out to watch Blondin do this incredible feat. And he was pumping up the crowd, right? He said, I am going to be the first person in history to tightrope over the Niagara Falls. Do you believe? And everyone said, We believe, we believe, we believe. He said, not only that, I'm going to make it even harder on myself. I'm going to do this amazing feat blindfolded. Do you believe? We believe, we believe, we believe. The crowd was getting in a frenzy. And he said, not only that, I'm going to cross on a tightrope blindfolded with someone on my shoulders. Do you believe? And they said, we believe, we believe, we believe. And then he said, who's going to volunteer to be that person? And it was crickets. Dead silent. So his manager, his business manager, saw a bad thing going south very quickly. And so he said, I'll do it. So the business manager went out and Blondin proceeded to walk that tightrope across over the Niagara Falls, blindfolded with his business manager on his shoulders. Now that day, a lot of people said, we believe. A lot of people were saying, we trust in you. We believe you can do it. But there's only one person who really believed in his heart. And that one person was willing to make it personal, to trust him with his life and his future and his health and everything else going on. That's a picture of heart trust. When God says in the Bible, trust in me with all your heart. He's not talking about a general trust. He's not talking about a general belief, right? Because the Bible says, what? The demons believe in God, but they don't believe in their hearts in God. They don't put their life in his hands. They don't trust in him. Heart trust, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's trusting even when the hardest things happen in life. Loss of a loved one. Loss of a child. Experiencing trauma. Going through financial hardships. Going through health issues. You know what? I'm getting older and older and older, I realize more and more, when you get older, life gets harder. Right? All the seniors, they can hear an amen, right? Amen. I was thinking of putting up this graphic, but I didn't, but I thought I was gonna put a picture to tell you. I'm going to tell you exactly where your future is going to go on this life. And I was going to put a picture of medications, then hospital bed, then grave. Because that's the future of all of us on this earth. That's why in your life and in our lives, developing real heartfelt trust in the Lord, there's going to be a time when you're going to need all the faith and all the trust that you've sowed into with the Lord all those years. Time and time and time and time again, in your personal day-to-day life, you've experienced God's faithfulness to you. Because in the end, it's going to get hard. It's going to be hard. And at those times, what's in here, that's what's going to count. That's what's going to count. You know, as I was working on this, I felt like the Lord spoke to me. I realized this. You know, time tests trust, doesn't it? Time tests Trust. Because the longer you're waiting for something, the more it feels like your trust is being tested. But also, time strengthens trust. But only does time strengthen trust if you continue to hope in the Lord and persevere in God. Is God trustworthy? Does he deserve our trust? In answer to this question, the Lord brought just one word to mind. Is he trustworthy? Clearly, one word came to my mind. You know what the word is? Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate sign of God's trustworthiness. Romans 8:32. He, God, who did not spare his own son, Jesus, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, along with Jesus, graciously give us what? All things. The fact that the God of heaven and earth, the God who created you, the God who's almighty and all-powerful, gave his son Jesus to die for you, that's his promise, his down payment, that you have a hope and a future, that you as a son or daughter, as an heir of God, will be given and have been given all things. All things. All things of God in the future will be ours. Would a God who's willing and who sacrificed his own son to die for you, would that God turn his back on you? He's the definition of trust and trustworthiness. So the Proverbs passage says, trust in the Lord, but not just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. What are you going through? What are you facing? What questions do you have? What are you waiting for that you need to put your trust in the Lord for that? The passage goes on, and do not lean on your own understanding. You know, often when we're dealing with an issue or a problem, we immediately turn to our own human understanding. We try to figure it out. We try to reason. We try to understand. We try to solve the problem. But our understanding is so limited. It's so limited. You know, I was thinking, why do we lean on our own understanding? Why do we kind of need to know? We need to know. We need to figure it out. Even when we're going to buy a washing machine, right? We'll do research, all kind of research to understand, to figure it out. When we're going to, we want to understand. When something happens unexpectedly that we can't explain, we go, why? We try to figure it out. We want to understand. We want to know. Why do we do that? You know why I think? Control. We want control. We don't want to feel out of control, because then we have to trust something or someone. It's because of a lack of trust in others, a lack of trust in God. We only trust ourselves. So we lean on our own understanding, our own knowledge, our own reasoning ability. But God says in Isaiah 55, My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The Bible says, do not lean on your own understanding. Instead, lean on the fact that God understands, that He knows much better than we. And God, this God that knows all, loves you. You know, before we decided to move here to Twain, I really wanted another school. There was another school that we looked at, that the staff looked at, and I was super excited, and I thought, this school, this is perfect. This school is perfect. The grounds are awesome. It had a nice playground and a kind of secluded children's area. And I thought, this is it. This is the place. I want this place, right? And so, and initially it looked really good. Talked to the custodian a couple of times. He's like, yeah, you sure? No one's using it. And I thought, all good. So we put in our application and it got rejected. What? God, this is the perfect place. This is the, I can just envision us there. This is the perfect place, God. Okay, maybe He's testing us. We got to persevere. So they said, you could try to apply again at the end of the year. So put in our application again, praying super hard. Come on, God, this is the place. Rejected. But then it was like, okay. I thought that was the place, but I guess it's not. So we'll see what the Lord has. The Lord brought us to this place, and initially this place was like, yeah, this is okay, but they only were giving us like two classrooms. But then as I talked to the custodian, they're like, oh no, we didn't work that out. They got three, and we got four. And I go, ah, we still need one more. But I guess this is what we have to move pretty soon. So this is going to be so let's just go there. And then I went one last time to talk to the custodian and just to before we were going to move in. And she said, oh, another room opened up. So you have the fifth room. I was like, oh my gosh. And then seeing, you know, the auditorium's okay, but seeing, like Lauren talked about, the people, everyone, it's building community, this like quad area, seeing the kids playing on the grass and everything. I feel like the Lord's building community. And then with this potential facility that's come up, I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, you do know better. You do know better. That wasn't the place for us. This is the place for this season that you wanted us to be in. He knew. You know, God knows, so we don't have to know. God knows, we don't have to know. And if we know God knows, when He prompts, when He calls, we could take a leap of faith forward, which we'll need to do in the future, trusting in the Lord. You know, a dad came home from work at night one day, and he found his house engulfed in flames. The mom, his wife, and the two boys, they had managed to get out, but his little girl was still missing. Suddenly, the dad hears from the second story window his daughter crying and yelling for him. He shouts to his daughter, and the daughter says, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm afraid. The fire is getting close. What do I do?" The dad responded, "Amber, you're going to have to jump out of the window. I don't have time to go inside. You're going to have to jump out of the window. I'll be here." And she says, I can't. I'm scared. I don't know. I can't see you." He says, "I know, Amber, but I can see you. And I promise that I'll catch you if you jump." She says, It doesn't make sense. I can't." "Yes, you can. Focus on my voice. I won't let you down. You need to do this on the count of three." Amber, she hesitated. Amber delayed because of her fear. She didn't obey her father's voice, and she trusted in her own understanding. And suddenly, the house collapsed, and Amber died. The end. You like that story? That right there, that's the story of many of our lives. God calls us to do things. He prompts us to step out. He coaxes us and loves us to move forward. He gives us commands to obey. Because of fear, because of leaning on our own understanding, because of hesitation, because of lack of trust in the Lord, it leads to places and experiences and things that God never intends for us. For some people, it leads them on the path of destruction and the loss of their eternal life. God says if we trust in him. By the way, that's not a true story, so. True metaphorically. Finally, the passage says, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." Basically, acknowledging him in all your ways, it means recognizing God as God. Don't put trust in our own limited understanding. Trust him and invite God and acknowledge him in all the areas of our life. In your finances, as parents raising your kids, in your career, in your relationships, inviting him in. Acknowledging God in your life in the different situations of our lives. And he says, if we do that, if we trust in him, if we don't put and rely on our own understanding, if we acknowledge him in all our ways, God says, I will make your path straight. I will go before you and I will make your path straight. Right now, we're going to kind of wrap up with a video clip from The Chosen. And sorry if some of you haven't seen this scene, but I just felt like the Lord wanted us to watch this scene. It's a kind of a lengthy scene. It's from season 3, and it's of the disciples in a boat on a lake when they encountered Jesus. All right. And the reason why I felt like we were supposed to watch this clip, it's because it talks about this thing of trusting in God, Jesus in general, but having to trust him with your heart, with your life, with the things that are in your life, and then stepping out in faith, all right? So let's watch this clip.
Yeah. watch of the night that we've been stuck in the same place for all of them. Help James!
He's right, Luke!
James, you okay? Help him up! Help me! We can't take much more water!
We'll founder! Better off wet and cold on land than drowned and dead out here!
Of the broken-hearted. could not be. In the shadow of your wings, do we take refuge?
I thought some of the dialogue in that scene is profound. Peter says, right, when Jesus asked him, Simon says, I have faith, absolutely. If you choose to do it, you could do whatever you want. That's like that general faith. I trust the Lord. But then when Jesus asked him, why are you so angry? Peter said, basically, you're helping all these other people. Why aren't you helping me? Jesus was there. He says, come to me. Come to me. God never promises. Jesus never promises he's going to fix all our problems. He's going to make life easy. He's going to cause us to avoid hardships and sickness and death. But he says, if you keep your eyes on me and put your faith in me, I will be faithful to you. In the end, I will make all things right and I will be faithful to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean or rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. We are going to be a church family that trusts in the Lord, doesn't lean too much on our own understanding, acknowledges him, and he's going to go before us to lead us into the future and the calling he has for us. Let's have the worship team come. Let's bow forward to prayer. Lord, you are trustworthy. You are faithful. That's who you are. And you cannot deny or be who you're not. God, you defined what it is to be trustworthy and faithful and true. Lord, would you just open our eyes and search our hearts, Lord. And any areas or situations in our lives where we have closed off to you, any part of our heart, Lord, where we are not trusting you, where we are doubtful and fearful and disobedient. Lord, would you shine the light and bring the your presence into those places? Would you open the eyes of our hearts to see? Would you stir in our spirit to know and understand that we can trust you? We could fully trust you, even with those hard things, those painful things, those difficult things. We could trust you, Lord. And so we put our trust in you, Lord. We believe, Lord. Help our unbelief. Thank you, God. Thank you. And as just an act of faith, we want to just come before you. And as Peter, just come into your arms and worship you and love you and receive from you, God. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and move in this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.